Take your Bible, please, and open to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We bring to a conclusion tonight another chapter in our pilgrimage of equipping God-called men to the gospel ministry. In 1966, we began with nine young men who had been called to preach. They were a part of our first seminary cohort. And now here we are 12 years later with the fourth group who graduated from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary on Friday. And that means there are now 30 that have gone through this Lakeview Baptist Church, Southern Baptist Seminary pastoral training ministry. It'd be an order for me to say, and I say it with the utmost sincerity, thank you. Thank you to a number of people. Thank you to the seminary, and especially to President Moeller for trusting us and permitting this ministry to take place. To their faculty there who've come repeatedly, they fly in week after week for a day or two and teach for a couple of days and fly back to Louisville and come back a couple of weeks later. And many of the outstanding theologians of our day have come here to teach our interns, and for that we are grateful. I want to say thank you to this Lakeview Church family for trusting your pastor and your church staff with this ministry and for releasing us to invest in the lives of these young men. I don't think there are many churches that would be that generous as you have been in sharing your church staff to pour our lives into these interns. This is kingdom work. We have them for a short while and then they're gone. There's not the long-term benefit that we gain here, though we certainly are benefited by their presence while they're here. But they're here and then they're gone, and that's the way it ought to be, and that's the way we want it to be. And I want my fellow pastors and ministry directors on the equipping staff to know of my deep gratitude for your service and the second mile that you have gone over these past 12 years in pouring your life into these interns. And I want to say thank you to these young men who've given 3 years of their lives, and to thank you to your wives who've stood by them. It's not been an easy time for you. It's been challenging. It's been frustrating. It's been times, I'm sure, when you just came to the end of yourself and said, I can't go on, but God has given you the grace to finish this part of the race, and your wives have been there to support you and stand by you, and I salute you for that. And then I want to say thank you to my secretary, Chris Burns. I have a title, I'm not sure what it is, but something that the seminary has given me, but she's the one that does all the heavy lifting, trust me. And she's the one that solves the problems and fixes the things when they go wrong and takes care of all the communications between Auburn and Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm very, very grateful to her. We could not do it without her service as well. Now tonight, we want to ordain not just these nine interns, but three others who have been called to the gospel ministry. And I want to begin with our interns and just call their names, and then I'll mention the other three, Tyler Allen and Bart Lipscomb, Nathan Tubbs, Chip Ousley, Matthew Peterson, Matt Sacchitano, Jared Dobbins, could have a senior moment here, Paul Caspers, and David Rayner are the nine young men who've spent the last 3 years here in service to Christ and in theological training. And these nine men graduated on Friday. You see their photo there. It was made last Friday at midday following the conclusion of the graduation service. And all nine of these men have been examined in nine distinct and separate ordination councils composed of three or four of our pastors and three or four deacons and sometimes some other folk as well who are ordained people. In addition to that, we've had three other ordination councils to examine. Curtis Black, our newly chosen college pastor, and Tom Williams, who is a minister with the Navigators here on the campus of Auburn University, working with international students, and Luke Stamps, who graduated also from the seminary on Friday, was on campus, and I think you would want to know, it certainly blessed this pastor's heart, that Luke was the outstanding graduate in his class and was carried the standard as they processed in yesterday. Also, I think you'd like to know that one in our second intern group, Brian Payne, graduated with a Doctor of Philosophy degree yesterday, and Dr. Moeller was his mentor, and Dr. Moeller said it's the finest dissertation he'd ever read. So I thought that would encourage you and bless you as well. Having said that, these 12 men, whose names I've just called and whose names are listed in the program that you see tonight, have been examined by 12 different ordination councils as to the authenticity of their conversion experience, as to their call from God to the gospel ministry. We have examined them as to their doctrinal beliefs, that they are historic evangelical Christian beliefs characterized by Baptist distinctives. We have examined